fun with the serious things of God. Yeah. And I really sense that over this region and at this church, or even if this still resonates with you, it just means that God wants you to do a similar thing over in your region if you've traveled from afar. So as I was cleaning, before I was even cleaning, I didn't even know this area needed cleaning. And the Lord told me, okay, we're going to do a working bee today. I was like, oh, okay. Should I speak slower? Okay, a working bee is something that you do to make things prettier. Is that good? Okay, I'll speak a little slower and a little less Aussie. and all the Danish people said, amen. You want me to say, oh God, okay. Woo. So, in this vision that I had, as I was cleaning, I saw the people in this city clean up the city. And it's because you have the heart of God for your city. And I saw city projects. People in this church and in this region will have projects, not necessarily being funded by the council, but having people fund it. It's a family thing. And this church is all about family. And I saw as you go and clean up this city, you're going to be cleaning up in the physical, but it's an act of prayer, an act of intercession, because you are the hands and feet of Christ. And you do that so well. And God told me ages back in your nation, there used to be an organization that was really good at being the hands and feet, but somehow drifted off, or it got weak. I don't know the history of your nation, but I feel like God is bringing up this church and your nation again to be the hands and feet, but to be very Spirit-led and very sensitive to God. And I also saw that after you clean up, there's going to be a restoration and a renovation of your city. Where there was dirt, where there were broken bottles, where there were broken people, it's a huge turnaround. It's a shift. And God's going to give you ideas. God's going to give you the blueprints of heaven to revive a town once again, to be the hands and feet, but also to feed in the spirit. A great impartation is happening in this city. And I saw you guys having a lot of fun. So, cleaning up, renovating, and having fun. Don't forget the fun. Heaven is for real, and heaven is for fun. And God is going to bring joy back into this city and back into the nation of Denmark. There is a great love and a great life and a great joy that is going to stem out from Denmark, and it's going to hit the nations. God has handpicked Denmark to be a joyful people. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I pray for some people?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, go for it.
All right. And so, so if you feel like you're called to business in the marketplace, if you feel like this word resonates with you, I'd like you to take a stand. If you feel like you're called to impact your city, whether it be here or whether it be back at home where you're from. Now, like Barbara Kay likes to say, now all the rest of you guys who are around the people, let us be a praying family and let's cover these people in prayer and lay hands on them. So why don't we all stand, surround.
When you lay hands, we add strength, and we sharpen, iron sharpening iron. So gather around them, and we thank you, God, that there is an entrepreneurial spirit being released, that your beauty is being released through this church because of their heart of collaboration, that the city looks to them for solutions, that the city looks to them and says, oh, what can we do? How can we make this better? And that you are actually bringing strategies from heaven, that the wisdom of God and the counsel of God is coming through your people. And I see a huge thing of intercessors arising. I don't know, this lady right here in the cheetah sweater, she's praying for someone. She's obviously an intercessor. Hi, what is your name? Anita. I just see this fiery intercession coming upon you. Are you part of this church? No? But that's okay, because what I see is that the churches are gathering. One thing that Pastor told us is the great relationship that the churches all have. And I think that there is this battle that's being won in prayer. Are you an intercessor? Pray? You like to pray? Do you like to have prayer meetings? Your first time to come to church? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but God's highlighting you because he's so proud of you that you're here tonight. And he has great plans for your life, Anita, because you have such a beautiful heart. And when you pray and you talk to him, you're going to see mountains move. You're going to see things break over because you're a woman of courage. You're a woman of strength. And I see the Lord gathering the churches to come together and you going into those prayer meetings and just bringing his fire and his passion, his passionate heart. Yes, because we need that. God's raising up feisty people, feisty, fiery ones, you know. And I think that this nation is so significant. In one thing, you called out the business people, and they're praying for the business people and entrepreneurs, and that's so beautiful. Because God's everywhere, in and out of the church, right? And one thing I see as they finish up praying for them is I see that Denmark is actually going to be a nation that marks the world through your worship. The worship tonight was so sweet, so sweet. Like, it was just taking us right into the heart of God. And I see God raising up a worship movement that's going to impact not just your nation, but it's going to go throughout Europe, and it's going to go across the globe. Josh is going to be listening to your music in Australia, only when he's there on vacation, because he wants to not live there forever. So we declare that in Jesus' name, that this nation would be marked. Yes. So what we'd love to do right now is invite the ministry team to go into the ministry room area beyond the glass. And then my team of 26, 27, 28, 30, they just keep increasing. Alumni, if you would love to receive prayer, like just what you heard up here today, or a prophetic word, whatever's on your heart, please feel free to go back there and join the team and just receive what the Lord has for you. Does that sound good? Okay, awesome. We want everyone to leave better than they came in, because when God's in the house, he's doing great things. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Barbara. That was wonderful. Can I just add, we will now open up. There will be worship going on, so you're welcome just to be here. Enjoy the worship. Be a part of the worship. I can already see people lining up to have prayer in the back, so you feel free to go down there as well. I just want to add one thing. If you're here tonight and you're sitting here and you're thinking, this is weird, then it's perfectly okay. I was just reminded of a friend of mine. The first time I met her, I thought she was really weird. But then I started spending time with her. And you know what? Step by step, I really fell in love with her. So this is about, we are all on a journey. And maybe this is a very new friend of yours that you are facing here tonight. This is new to you. That's fine. We just spend time together. Now we'll spend time together in worship. And you are allowed to do whatever you feel like. Maybe down on your knees, sitting or standing, whatever. Or joining the queue to be prayed for in the back. So let's open up the floor and enjoy.
This is my surrender. Here is where